Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, an Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would not have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an action from the Holy One, and that ye know all things. All right, verse 18. Who are the little children? How would you? Yes, Paul.
Believers are babes in Christ.
Babes in Christ. That's exactly right. They're little children. Don't know too much about the things of the Lord. And what does John say about to these little children in verse 18? What does he say? Any hands on that? What does he say in verse 18? What happens? Yes, Joanne.
That the Antichrist shall come.
Okay. And before that, what does he say?
This is the last time he's talking.
In other words, when was John writing this, roughly? And he has that, but what date was that? At that?
Is it around
90 AD? About 90 AD, that's right, about 90 AD. Now, if it's the last time in 90 AD, what would make it in 2017?
The last time.
Last, it's really closer than the last time, but all this thing is the last thing.
This is on the Isle of Patmos.
Yes, it's on the Isle of Patmos. It's there. Just marooned and pushed over and set up. So it's the last time. So this is the last of the last time. And who knows when the final thing, but at least we got to remember. And because it's the last time, in verse 18, what is true? What is true because it's the last time? Any hands on that? Yes, Tammy?
The Antichrist.
Okay, the Antichrist, one day the Antichrist will come. Now, when prophetically will the Antichrist come? Prophetically, the Antichrist. When will he be revealed? Bill?
After the rapture.
Okay, after that?
Yeah, after the rapture, during the time of the tribulation.
Time of tribulation, the Antichrist will come. Now, what does Antichrist mean?
Against.
Two meanings.
Yes. Against.
Paul? If one's against, the Tammy?
In place of.
Okay, see that word anti means not only against, but instead of, in place of. See, in other words, some people don't know that some person's against you, but if they're taking the place of someone else, they'd be, that's sort of a more difficult to discern, am I right? I'm just taking the place of that, but anti, you know, it's against the Lord Jesus Christ. But he pretends to be something other than he is. Like Judas Iscariot. He was against Christ, but he kept it quiet, but he took the place of something else. And so,
who?
Judas Iscariot.
Oh, Judas.
Yeah. He was a traitor and a half, wasn't he? So, you've heard, and now, what is true even in this time that John is writing? Verse 18. Yes, Joanne.
That there were many Antichrists.
Many Antichrists. Now, if there were many Antichrists when John was writing, 90 AD, are there still many Antichrists today?
Yes.
Okay. How would you define Antichrist today? Any hands on that?
Against, like you said.
Against Christ, all right. But, all right. Yes, Tim?
Or like Pope in place of Christ.
In place of Christ, that's right. He is in place of Christ. And he is the Holy One. What is his title?
Vicar of Christ.
The Vicar of Christ on earth, that's right. So, yes, Joanne.
Couldn't you also say that they were like demons, like Hitler?
Could be. You're certainly Antichrist. Bill?
Charles Spurgeon referred to the Pope as an Antichrist as well.
Yes.
Wow.
See? Now, what about, who else would be qualified as an Antichrist? Are any churches and pastors of churches Antichrists?
A lot, yeah, a lot.
Okay, Paul?
I don't know if this would fit with what we're talking about, but this, I call him a mad dictator, this North Korean dictator, would he be?
That could be, certainly, I'm sure, against the Lord Jesus Christ, an Antichrist. So, let me ask you this. How would you define an Antichrist? Not only against Christ, but what other things do the Antichrist believe or not believe?
They don't believe in the resurrection.
Quite a lot of doctrines. Yes, Bill and then Tammy.
He doesn't believe in any of the doctrines of the Bible.
All right, that's true. Tammy.
Well, I think of the Pope as Antichrist. And I know that the Catholic Church doesn't believe in... sacrificial offering once offering of Christ, mm-hmm. because they offer him daily, and he's still on the cross. On
yes.
On their crucifix.
Right. And Joanne?
Well, I definitely believe that Hitler was an antichrist because mm-hmm. he, number one, didn't believe that the Jews were the chosen of God, mm-hmm. which tells us in the Bible that they were mm-hmm. and continue to be, and because of the things that he did. I mean, yeah. you know, that's what my feeling is anyway.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
Even when I was brought up as Catholic, I mean, they don't preach or believe in God's plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
Eddie.
Without a doubt in my mind, Hitler was demon possessed. He had to be.
Yes. Hitler was very bad. Now, what about those who are pastoring churches in this world? Are any of them antichrists?
Yep.
What if you called them that? What would they say? Annie?
A lot of liberal and modernist preachers, yeah. and the definition is different than it was when we studied the history of fundamentalism. Mm-hmm. That was in the 1800s, mm-hmm. when they were looking at the liberals and the, but today, you know, it seems like it's expanding, and where anyone who doesn't believe in the deity of Christ mm-hmm. denies the word of God is inerrant, mm-hmm. that doesn't believe it's preserved, you know, those people are at least marginally, if not leaning, almost falling off into liberalism, in the same sense as those people in the 1800s mm-hmm. who were against the fundamentals.
Yes, Bill.
There are some pastors in some churches that are teaching their people that we aren't born in sin. We become sinners when we first sin as infants. And I found that hard to believe that anybody would say something like that. But I know somebody who goes to a Lutheran church who actually believes in that. And I thought, oh, incredible.
Control.
Sin, my mother conceived.
What's it?
In sin, my mother conceived.
In sin, my mother conceived. Right from the very inception.
That's right.
Not the sin of a child, but right from the very conception. That baby is a sinner of God's eyes. Now, what about the Gnostics? Were they antichrists?
Yes.
Why? What was their doctrine of Christ? Yeah,
well, they were against the word of God. They
yes.
drifted apart. They believed that Christ was just a man.
Just a man?
That the Christ principle, whatever that means, that somehow God came upon him when he was baptized and then
yes.
left him at the cross.
Yes.
As opposed to he was the divine, perfect God, mm-hmm. perfect man.
So they did not believe that the doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ, his person, his work, like we talked about this morning, and those Gnostics were antichrist. What about the pastors who are moderate apostates? Would they be called antichrist? Churches in this country and all over the world? Yes, I believe they would. And when you call them that, would they be happy? No, they wouldn't be happy. Not only the people, but also the members of the churches that differ with the Lord Jesus Christ. They would also be. Yeah, Pastor Dan's got something.
Well, Tammy, ready?
Well, Tammy, go ahead.
Okay, this is from York. Vicar has a sense of in place of.
That's right.
And could therefore have the same meaning as anti. Thus, when the leader of the PIR, Pagan Institute of Rome, calls himself the Vicar of Christ, he might as well be referring to himself as an antichrist. He pretends to be the final authority, but we know that the Word of God, Jesus Christ in black and white, is the final authority.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's wave to Anna in York, Pennsylvania. She knows everything she can. Be a vicar in the place of, like, vicarious atonement in the place. What's that?
She doesn't know everything.
Well, she knows a lot. Her mama and dad taught her a lot, and she's read a lot and knows from her own
show. She does know a lot, but she doesn't know everything.
Oh, no. Nobody knows everything except the Lord.
I know everything.
Lord, what is that?
I know everything.
Well, I'm glad I married you.
I'm joking.
I know you're joking. All right, so this is interesting because many antichrists. See, last time I said the antichrist, oh, you can't use that word, there's one. No, there's not one. It's plural. Many. In his day, in our day and in future days, there'll be many. And a lot of them claim, I don't know, I read an article many years ago about the number of men that have been labeled as the Antichrist. It's 30, 40, 50, I don't know, a whole bunch of them. This one, but it never happens. See, they just guess it as the Antichrist. But you read that article, anybody know that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Anne just said, I only know a very small amount.
Oh, she only knows a very small amount. That's why we get it, Anne. Anne, thank you very much. From York, Pennsylvania. I'm glad you're listening and commenting as well. So many antichrists, and the woods is full of them, the churches are full of them, the pastors are full of them, and the members of the, and attenders of the churches, they're antichrists as well. If they heard us saying that was the case, they would be furious. But the Bible is clear. There are many antichrists, not just one. And so in verse number 18, it's a lot of time. Then in verse number 19, what does it talk about here? Who's the they referred to? He said, they. Yes, Joanne.
The Antichrist.
Probably the Antichrist. See, some of these little children have the Antichrist right in their church. What do they do? What do these Antichrists do? This they. What do they do here in verse 19?
Come on. What deceive one?
Any hands on that? Yeah. Oh, Tammy. Oh, Tammy's just scratching your nose. Yeah, go ahead, Tammy.
No, I don't have any.
Oh, okay, all right. Joanne?
They went out, meaning they you know, were in the churches,
uh-huh.
And they were among them.
Yes. And then they left. They went out.
Right.
Oh, here's someone who's going to give the answers. See who it is. Texas?
Jacob?
Hi, Rob. From Jet, from Illinois. Go ahead.
I just want to sort of comment on what Bill said about the modernists not believing in original sin. Well, Joel City, who was heavily involved in the supposedly Great Awakening for the movie, he did not believe in original sin. And his methods were adopted by many. Many factors, decisionalism and things like that, but Charles Finney was the heretic. He did not believe original sin.
That's interesting. Thank you very much.
He was not considered a modernist.
No, that's good. So, yeah, he was, a Methodist type of thing, wasn't it? Something like that. Finney?
I'll check that out.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but you're probably right.
Yeah, okay. Let's wave to Rob in Chicago. Thank you, Rob. Call again as we come through this thing. That's very good. So they went out from us to stay with the people of the Lord and the churches there, what John was talking about. And what is the true of them because they went out of us? What does it say? They went out from us. What's the next thing? Any hands on that? Yes, Joanne?
Because if they had...
Well, even before that.
They had been one of us.
Yeah, but even before that, after they went out from us, then what?
They were not
of us. What does that mean, they were not of us?
They didn't believe the same thing.
Didn't believe the same thing. So if people can't stand what you're preaching in a church and they leave for different reasons, but some of them leave because they just don't agree with the teachings of the scriptures that are there. And then the if clause, what does that mean? The if clause there, verse 8:19. While you're thinking, questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comments and answer some of our questions. Yeah, Joanne?
Well, if they had been one of them, they would have stayed.
That's right. Continued.
They didn't stay.
And when they went out, what is that? What is true? What is present? Crystal clear when they went out. It manifest that they are not all of us. They didn't agree. So different people leave for different reasons. Yeah,
I remember talking to my grandma Barker. She was a good Christian lady. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was during Emmanuel Baptist Church stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because people said they were for you and then they left you and said that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she quoted this verse to me. She was there. I think she was at a conference doing something. She said, they went out from us, but they were not of. They went out from you because they were not of you. But if they had been with you, they would know that it continued with you, but they went out. That they might be
manifest
if they were not all of you.
Yes, good, she quoted that verse.
Yes.
And Emmanuel Baptist Church Newton, Massachusetts, was the first church I pastored after coming out of the Navy for 5 years. And preached the scriptures, preached the word, and apparently they didn't like it. So a lot of them left. We said, that's fine. We thought the offerings would drop. The offerings stayed the same, went up a little bit. After this crowd, a few of them left. Well, they didn't like that. So finally, they came back. They finally called for a church business meeting. Church business meeting, you had to have at least 75% folks either call a pastor or kick a pastor out. They didn't come even close to that. So when they couldn't kick me out, they left. Then after a while, they came back again. So we had another business meeting, and I think it was the second one, the same thing. They didn't have enough folks. They got so angry. We got so upset, we just left that crowd, let those people run and rule, and we started another church, Bible for Day, now Faith Baptist Church in Newton, Massachusetts. By the way, that church is a huge building. When we first started, they had about 200, 250 people that were attending. And now that building, we went to visit it when we were there in that area, visiting our other friends. And the building now is taken over by whom? By
Greek Orthodox
Church. Yeah, Greek Orthodox Church. And yet one of our ladies that was in there, she stuck with the other, Mrs. Ohanian, and walked in there. There she was. She's still there.
Mrs. Ohanian was with us before we came when Dr. McCarthy was in the church split.
Right.
And remember when they asked Dr. Wahlberg for a reference, that would be like Dr. McCarthy, and they said, Dr. Wade, he's the nearest to Dr.
Garfield
that I can think of.
So
But that's not what I was going to say.
I was going to say something else. They'll come to you.
Mrs. Ohanian, she was with, before you came there, yes. The church split.
Right.
Earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And more like modernists. Miss Ohanian was with that building, and with the, no matter what they preached,
correct,
or anything, she stayed with that building.
Yes.
And so when we came back, there was a lady. I wonder if that was Miss Ohanian. It was.
Sure was. She's still there.
She's still in the building.
In the Greek Orthodox Church.
She
loves the building, not the Lord.
memories, you know, weddings and all this.
Oh, yes.
That's what people say. God, it was very, my father was,
yes.
Casket was right up there.
Yes.
And the building means a lot to them.
Yes,
it does mean a lot, but you have to decide whether it's God or the building.
That's exactly right. So these people left John's day, and they're not all of us. Did we left 18, 19, did we... what is it, verse 20? What is it true that the we... Who's the we, do you think, referred to that John referred to?
Ye.
Well, but yeah, I'm sorry, ye. Yeah, but ye. Who did it make of the ye? Ye. Who did that refer to? The ye.
People writing to.
That's right. Probably believers, saved, genuine Christians. What is true of that? What is true of them in verse number 20?
Unction.
What does unction mean?
An anointing.
What is it?
An anointing.
Sort of an anointing, special anointing, a helper. From whom?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit would be the referred to. And what's true?
Can I say something?
Sure.
That's not an experience. It's not a feeling. It's not directive.
Right.
It's in direct reference to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is. It's a fact. It's not a reference. It's a direct reference. He is the one who has the unction that gives us the Holy One. And ye know all things. In what sense is that true?
Just in the sense of knowing all things.
Any hands on that? Yes, Pat?
Well, the Holy Spirit has taught them what the Lord Jesus Christ wants them to know.
All right.
So they know all things.
All things you're supposed to know, okay?
Of the scriptures.
Through the scriptures, through the Holy Spirit, through the Lord. Any other comments on that? Let's read verse 21.
Can I
ask a question?
I know the last book of the New Testament would have been Revelation, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But how much before that book was this book?
Well, both I think are 9. Let me just check the reference here. I'll go back. And Revelation is dated 96. That's according to Scofield. Okay. Yeah, so that's probably 6 years different.
So this would be maybe the second last series of books, first,
yes.
Second, third John?
Yes, I think that's true. Yeah. All 90, then Revelation 96, 80. Mm-hmm. So let's read 21, 22, and 23. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. who is a liar, if he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son, he is the Father also. 5 verse 21. Acts 2 verse 21 and following. 1 John 2:21 and following. So in verse 21, who's the I in that verse? I have not written. Any hands on that? Who's the I? Yeah, Paul.
I think Jesus is speaking in
here. Well, it could be, but...
Is it John?
It would be John. John who's writing it. He brought the author, it would be the Apostle John. Thank you, Elaine. I've not written unto you. Why has he not written? What has he not written yet, Joanne?
Because they don't know the truth.
That's right. See, they know a lot of the truth. They know the scripture. They know what people have taught them. But, it's 10.
I guess my reason for asking about the dates and this being the second to the last series of books is because they had most of the scriptures.
Yes, they did.
It was almost complete.
Right.
So that, you know, when he says that, you know all things, it really is referring to almost everything that the Lord wanted to give to
them.
They have received.
They have the manuscript, that's true. Yeah, Pastor Dan.
I mean, they know the truth. That's why.
I was just backing up to the previous verse.
They know the truth. I write.
Yeah, you know all things, yes.
Because you know the truth, and no lie is of the truth.
Mm-hmm. Because you know not the truth, yeah. I have not written because you know not the truth.
So in other words, he has written because they know the truth.
Because they know it, that's right. See, that's why he writes it. And what does he say about the lie?
No lie is of the truth.
No lie is of the truth. You can't have truth and lie the same thing. It's, one is the opposite of the other. What do you mean by white lies? And he has that. What is a white lie?
It's a lie.
Huh? Any hands on that? Yes.
It's a lie.
You put your ears in.
Yeah,
it's a little lie.
Little lie.
But a lie is still a lie.
I could probably classify that as a, you know, I mean, a lie is a lie, no matter how you look at it, but I think people do that is to avoid hurting someone else's feelings.
Yep.
More or less a cover up.
Okay. Any other comments on white lies? Are you for them or against them?
Yes,
right.
Well, like I was going to say, sometimes a little white lie is, you know, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, so you just...
I do.
You just, you know, if somebody says, well, you know, what do you think of this dress? You know, you're going to say, well, it looks terrible on you, or are you going to say, well, it's okay. I mean, that's a little white lie. You're not saying really what you think.
Right, Pastor Dan and Eddie.
It says in verse 21, no lie is of the truth. No lie.
No lie.
So it's a 20 degree. No lie, 10 degrees.
Okay. 90 degrees. White or blue or yellow or green.
So you shouldn't say anything?
Well, Eddie.
We all got Christmas presents in the past, right? And even though if we didn't like it, I'm sure everybody has done this. We all said we liked it.
Or just say thank you.
Well, you know. But, you know, I always find something good to say about it, even though if I really don't like it, I always would try to find something about it that I would like about it, even though I don't know. We all got presents we didn't like, and we pretended that we liked. We all did it. I mean, I gave presents away. I could tell, you know what I mean, and they said they liked it, but I knew they were lying.
Let me just say that some of us don't give or receive Christmas presents. Yeah, Bill, go ahead.
The people.
We are all born sinners.
Yes.
Sin manifests itself every day. And white lies or gradations of lies or anything else that goes against God or His Word, that's how our sin manifests itself.
Yes. So, as Pastor Dan quoted in the same verse, no lie is of the truth. So, but a lot of people, why do people use white lies? Let me ask you that. And it has on that. Why do people use it?
Study, like Joanne, and she said, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Okay, yeah, Joanne.
Because as a child, when you say to your grandmother, I don't like that. Why did you give it to you? Your mother's going to say to you, you can't say that to Grandma. So that's why, the way we were brought up, yeah. The way we were taught.
Yeah. Now, have we always been taught when we're brought up correctly?
No.
Always? No.
No.
But some people, that's the way we've been brought up. So, Bob?
You have to say something good. Something. I mean, you can't hurt the people's feelings unless they really want to know. How close are you to this person? Like,
yes.
It's your husband, and he looks ridiculous. You have to tell
him. Yes, and sometimes she does. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's what I just said.
Okay, pardon me.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah. Like, that's what I just said. I try to find something positive to say about this president I don't like. Try to find something positive about it. I don't know.
Sometimes I can just say nothing, and thank you. As for answering this, thank you very much. But anyway, a lot of people, even Christians, not just white lies, some of them are black lies, all right?
Lies.
A lot of them are just lies, and they don't care. It's terrible, terrible.
Well, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off, but you're supposed to say, thank you for this present I do not like?
No, just thank you for this present.
Okay, I got it. Okay. All right, I guess so. But that's not a lie, then.
No, if you say, just thank you for the present, it's no lie.
Okay.
Just say, acknowledging, appreciate their kind.
Okay.
Paul?
Is it appropriate, I mean, especially who is a believer in Christ, I mean, is it appropriate to say, if someone tells you something, and you know it's going to be a white lie, could you say why I refuse to answer that? Or
please assess me.
They might wonder why.
So, these things. Now, let me ask this. Do some pastors in their pulpits lie?
Yes.
What do they lie about, some of these pastors? Paul?
I mean, not that the Lord doesn't provide for us financially, but some preachers will lie and say, well, you know, you're going to be millionaires and stuff like that. At least ones that I've heard about.
Yes.
I haven't heard directly, but
all right. What else, Yvonne?
Well, that has nothing to do with Paul.
Oh, well, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, evidently, I tell the truth even in the curse.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, and that's very
difficult.
Hold on
for that.
It's very difficult. And I remember one time somebody asked me some question, and I answered, Mom, don't you answer them. Dad, answer them. Because I would have said the truth,
yeah.
Not that you didn't tell the truth.
I get it.
How can you say something and not lie? And say something, how do you say it when you don't like it?
That was Eddie's problem. Tammy?
Well, sometimes if somebody asks you a question and blank, you try and maybe you see what their need is, and then you try and get them, because they're way over here. And if you tell them flat out, and you're way over here,
yeah.
You're just going to make them mad. So you have to try and bring them along before you can actually explain to them what they need.
What do apostate preachers lie about all the time? Give me some doctors again.
Works. Okay.
Well, works could save you. That's a lie. Yeah, Bob?
The virgin birth.
They deny the virgin birth, yes.
I'm sorry. I have something else.
Okay, go ahead.
But when Christ was asked questions by people, he didn't always immediately answer them. Mm-hmm. Like the Pharisees asked him, they would try and corner him, and they would ask him a question. And sometimes he would then tell them something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would say, well, if you answer my question, I'll answer your
that's
question.
That's true, that's what he said. Yeah, Paul?
Some preachers will go so far as a lie about that being baptized will save you, which is
that's false. True. A lot of times, Bill has a good deal.
There are some television evangelist, I'm thinking mainly of Mike Murdoch, who's the biggest charlatan in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a couple nights a week, very late night television, telling people that if they will sow $1,000 seed into the ministry, God will bless them and God will reward them for it. And yet there's no mention at any time of what that ministry does.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is ask for money. And Mike Murdoch is, I think he's the worst, the biggest crook in the business.
Mm-hmm. So certainly the preachers lie. As someone said, lie about the virgin birth, lie about the deity of Christ, they deny that, all these other things, miracles, his bodily resurrection, coming again. So no lie is of the truth. The Lord Jesus wants truth because of that. Yeah, Paul.
You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, whether it's knowing or whether they don't know, a lot of people, unfortunately, will fall for stolen, will be gullible enough to fall for that.
Yes, they will. They believe a lie. That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the scripture verse? If they believe a lie. Where's that found? Something like that. They believe a lie.
Itching ears.
To believe a lie. Someone look that up for us. Okay, thanks, Dan. So that was in verse number 21. Then, now, in verse 22, what question does John ask here? What question did he have to ask? What questions did he have to ask?
2 Thessalonians 2:11, and for this cause shall God send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
But that's the verse I think of. 2 Corinthians.
But they cause those. But it's referencing the tribulation, isn't it?
Tribulation, yeah, I think so. Antichrist, a strong delusion. They believe a lie. Do some people believe a lie today? Yes, they do. Don't they? For instance, I'll tell you a lie. First example over there in, is it Libya? I'm trying to think. Where's Assad? Is that Libya?
Syria.
For instance, they always say Syria, Assad poisoned people and made them sick and various things. And that's been proved that there was the enemies of Assad to make it look like that. And several times, once 5 or 6 years ago, he gave them the charge. It was just recently, members several months ago, he's poisoned all kinds of lies. For instance, that global warming is a lie. J. Edward Griffin, he said an article recently about the lie of global warming. And I send it out to people, just an introduction, but he's going to have a whole meeting of experts in science. He has about 8 different, I think 6 or 8 different sessions on showing the lie of global warming. It's going to be on TV, and you can listen to it at the time. I plugged into it, gave my name and address and VFG number, so I hope he lets me know. It's all kinds of lies that are believed today. But what is fake news? How do you define fake news? People use it all the time. And he hands on it. How do they define it? Yeah, Bill?
The American news media.
So
the whole news media is corrupt, it's crooked. They tell us lies or one side of an issue.
Yes. Let's see who Jacob has said. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, Bob Scope in Portsmouth, Virginia. Good. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you asked what are some lies that preachers know about the preachers stuff.
Yes.
They tell you don't have to be saved. That's just the Baptist word, born again. Just follow the Sermon on the Mount.
That's good. Anything else?
No, that's
good. That's good. That's good.
I got saved that way.
Good. You're Bob Schofield. See, give me your email so I can follow up with you, Bob. Glad that you called in. How'd you hear about us?
Okay. Well, your afternoon show.
Oh, very good. Well, say hello. Thank you. Let's wave to Bob Schofield. Where are you from, Bob, again?
Virginia.
Princeton. Okay, let's wave to Bob. There you go, Bob. They're waving to you. Wave to you. The Pastor Dan. He's called me from
Alaska.
Yes.
So this is from Sharon and Michael.
Alaska. Great.
They lie about Bible versions. The versions are lies.
Yeah, very good.
What are lies?
The versions. Yeah, Paul.
I know another lie that preached that some churches believe. Some believe where if you sin you lose your salvation, which is false.
Yeah, that's a false. That's a lie. All these different lies. All right, well, very good. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call. Answer some of these questions. Very important. So lots of fake news. Lots of things that are lies. Do people believe lies?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Should they believe lies?
No.
What causes them to believe lies, do you think? Any hands on that?
I think most of them, if not maybe 50 to 75, better, more percentage of them, preachers or whoever it is, teachers or whoever it is that says things can be so convincing that there's no other choice but to believe it. People are gullible
number four. That's pretty gullible. Yeah. Bill and then Tammy.
Some people believe what they want to believe rather than the truth.
It's true.
Sometimes it's they true. Will challenge the reporter they're hearing on television or something because the reporter is telling them that something that fits in with their scheme of how things are.
Mm-hmm. Tammy?
Sorry, I can't remember. I'm
writing
something down.
That's all right. Let me ask you this question. When people believe something that's a lie, do they all know that it's a lie when they believe it?
No.
They don't know this. What's the only way you can determine what a lie is? Can you answer that? What's the only way you can determine whether what is a lie? What must you know?
If you know the Bible, you can believe. You can believe the Bible always. I believe...
As far as spiritual truth, yes.
Right. Yeah. Well, not just for spiritual truth. Mm-hmm. I believe the Bible from Genesis, which tells us that God made man, and he made the animals.
Right.
I'm not descended from an ape.
Right.
No matter what they teach in school,
yes.
I didn't come from an ape.
That's
God
right.
made me.
Have you ever been called an ape? Maybe some come closer.
That's important today. A lot of the young people don't know the Bible today.
That's right. Eddie and the Bill.
Yeah, listen, if we came from apes and gorillas and whatever they say, how come there's still apes and gorillas?
How come there's still flags? That's a good question. Yeah, Bill.
Charles Darwin looks like an ape.
He does.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was.
Maybe that's why he thought maybe he came from monkeys.
It could be.
He's a bear.
But still, let me answer this question again. I don't know if this is completely clear. What is the only thing that will cause us to not believe a lie? Then,
true.
You have to know the truth. Is it always possible to know the truth about everything? No, it isn't. That's why the fake news can work. You have on and then
when a person is used to telling the truth, like I tell the truth,
yes,
it's very hard for me to believe that someone's telling a lie, so it's hard for me.
Yes.
It used to be hard. I'm getting more used to it now. It used to be hard because I thought because I'm honest, everyone must be honest.
Mm-hmm. Honesty and openness are two different things.
Two different things, yeah. And Paul?
Well, for all of us, the only way we're going to know what the truth is and what God's will is for us is to read the scriptures, study and read the scriptures.
That's right. In the scriptural things, in the news, local news things, there's some what they call, what kind of news? Proper news. There's a whole group of people that are gathered together. It's, what do they call it? What is it?
Commentators.
But the ones that are the proper ones. There are two schools of thought. You know, one is the lying news. The other is trying to get the accurate, factual news. Like natural news is one of them. Dave Hodges is another one. Common Sense. There's several of these groups. There's a different word for it. I can't think of the word they use. But the government is trying to close down all these real news people that tell truth. They're closing down these other people. It's a sad thing. When nobody will be able to know the truth, because the truth won't be out there. It's absolutely censored out. But it's important that we know the truth. Truth will make us free. I have not written unto you, verse 21, because ye do not know the truth, because ye know it, and no lies are the truth. So that's good. I remember that. Then in verse 22, there's a question asked here. What's the question here? What is the question? And what's the answer? Question and answer both. It answers its own self in verse 22. Yes, Joanne?
Oh, well, they want to know who is the liar.
Okay.
And then the liar is he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ or the Savior, right?
That's exactly right. And that he's deity, God the Son, come from heaven. That's just music, so I don't think that's an answer. It's under over there. It's listen now, voicemail.
Please enter your password.
No, that's something else. Okay. That's something else. All right, so This is a question, a theological question, isn't it? What does it mean, Jesus is the Christ? What does Christ mean? Tanner?
I have a comment from Anna.
Oh, good.
I think they say that humans and apes had a common ancestor from which both diverged. They seem to have endless ways of justifying their unbelief.
Very good. That's Anna from York. Let's wave again to Anna. Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. That's our granddaughter.
What does Christ mean, he said?
Yes, what is
Messiah.
Christ? That's right, Messiah. That's right. And Jesus is the Christ. What does Messiah mean? What's going to happen if Jesus is not Messiah? What does that mean?
What do you mean, what's going to happen?
The anointed one. And who said it? And what is Messiah? What language is Messiah? The Hebrew, yes. And Christos is the Greek word, Christ, but the old word is Messiah. Messiah, I guess it's Messiah. And it was prophesied that there would be someone that would come to save and someone that would come to help. The Lord would send him. And so denying that the Christ is Messiah. And all the deity, all the person and work of Christ will be denied. See, that's a terrible, it's a liar. What about the modernist apostate preachers today? Do they accept that Jesus is the Christ? No. Do they accept that? Modernist apostate? Any hands on that? Do they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Bible teaches to believe in?
No.
No, they do not?
No.
So they're liars. That's what it says here. Who is a liar? The question is asked. And then it gives the answer. But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. What else is he called? Another name for him.
Antichrist.
So, any master, any preacher, any Christian, or non-Christian, but those that are following these apostate preachers, if they believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is not deity, he didn't do all these things, miracles, virgin birth, all these things, bodily resurrection, blood atonement, he's a liar. God calls him a liar. Now, do people like to be called liars?
No.
No, nobody likes to be called liars. But when the Bible uses the term, should we not use it? Because people don't like it? Yes. When the Bible uses the term, yeah, Paul?
Not to go off on a tangent here, but the other day I was invited over to where I worked at for the speaker for the blind, and this is my place where I worked. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'd asked and I was visiting, and I was kind of upset because they didn't say the blessing, and when we found out why, it's because they didn't want to offend. They didn't want to offend
the one that you know.
The one that I know that goes there.
Oh.
Well, anyway, you know, even though others didn't want to say it, I mean, I said it myself as well. Uh-huh. I mean, I said the blessing myself, but she said, and I kind of got upset along with it. But nothing, not much I could have done about it. But she said they didn't want to offend anybody. That's why he stopped saying it.
I see. Some people don't like to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and use his name. That's the same thing that's done in the ministry, the chaplains in the service, whether it's Navy, Air Force, whatever, the Marines, whatever the thing is. They can't talk about Christ in certain groups. They have to wipe out his name. It's a horrible thing. I'm not a chaplain anymore in the services. But the scriptures are very clear that anybody that denies that Jesus is the Christ, he's Antichrist. And as I say, that's a name that nobody likes to use. And when people say, you can't say he's Antichrist, there's only one Antichrist. No, there are many Antichrists. We've got to quote that scripture. And somebody that denies the person of Christ, that he's from all eternity past, eternity future, created all things, and the work of Christ, the creation, bodily resurrection, miracles, he's a liar. God says,
why do some people say that Satan is not the Antichrist? I've been saying he's the Antichrist all along. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that Satan is not the Antichrist.
Well, I don't know if he's not the Antichrist. He's certainly Antichrist. He's certainly an Antichrist, that's right.
Okay.
There may be a the Antichrist, but it would be a human being posing as Christ, but he's an Antichrist. Yeah, Bill.
All of Satan's demons are Antichrist also.
Yes, all the demons. Because they deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody that denies him, he's an Antichrist and he's a liar. Two things. Nobody likes to be called either one of them, right? go back to be called Antichrist or a liar, you. But whoso denieth the liar, he denies Jesus Christ, and he's Antichrist, that denieth what? Two persons of the Godhead.
God the Father.
Father and God the Son. And this is a terrible thing. In other words, the Trinity is denied many places. A lot of people are unity people, just one God, but there's no Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Liar, denying the Christ. Did you read 23 yet?
Yes.
Yes. Now, he defines whosoever denies the Son, what's true of ones that deny this. Who's the Son, by the way? Who's the Son? The Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son. What's true if they deny the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son? What's also true? Any hands on that?
Then they're denying the Father as well.
Father as well. See?
And the Holy Spirit too.
Yes, that's right. So, in other words, it's part of the Trinity. Yes, Tammy.
It's interesting because some people would say, oh, I believe in God. And mm-hmm. it says the same have not the Father.
That's right.
So if they don't have the Son, then they don't have the Father.
That's good. Same has not the Father. So, the Trinity is gone. Now, I'm not sure why the next part of that verse is in italics. I'm not sure. Perhaps margin thing. But he said, knowledge of the Son hath the Father also. It's in that truth. So,
well, it's acknowledging would be the opposite of denying.
Yes. So, probably it's explanatory. It could be. The translator felt it should be explained. Explanatory. We stopped there, did we not? 23?
Yes.
Let's read 24, 25, and 26 together. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. All right, verse 24. Therefore abide in you. He that let that therefore abide in you which you've heard from the beginning. What beginning do you think they would mean there? And he has that. From the beginning. And he has that, Tim?
Well, John's writing to some Christians, because he's talking about little children and fathers.
Right.
So they're probably the beginning of their salvation when they were first saved.
Yes.
I mean, if he was referencing himself, which he's not, mm-hmm. could be when he first met Christ, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's not referencing himself. Mm-hmm. He's talking about these other people he's writing to.
Right. So, in other words, if he, what does abide mean? Abide. Get back to that.
Is to stay. Is to remain. Stay.
Remain. To stay. Now, he's saying, therefore, that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. Now, is it true or false that everything we hear, the truth that we hear, some people do not abide in what they hear from the beginning? True. Is that true? Some people do not abide in the truth that they hear from the beginning? Yes. A lot of people forget and they change it. Get back, Bill?
There's a lot of people, and even a lot of pastors, who believe in evolution. They're not abiding in Genesis, the book of Genesis. And that's also important because that shows how we got our sin nature. So that's a very important book, but people deny it.
Yes, so it's important that we abide in that which we know from the beginning. When we're saved, when we know the scriptures, when you're under good ministry, truthful ministry, whether it's a pastor, whatever it is, we abide in the truth that we've heard from the beginning. Yeah, Eddie?
Can you just sit back there?
Pardon me?
You know, it's true. What's Bill?
Bill, that's
Bill. Bill just said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bill.
Mean,
yeah.
Some pastors straight up, you know, I heard him say it, that the whole Bible didn't come from God. Some religious people, you know, the whole Bible, did not come, that, if they don't agree with something, that didn't come from God. Some pastors say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did, the whole thing.
Right.
Just because they don't agree with it, they say it didn't.
Right. That's a trap.
You know?
Well, when it says, too, from the beginning, couldn't that be, like, addressed to the to the Jews and the Old Testament, where they were told from the beginning that the Messiah was
could
coming.
Be in that beginning, yes, could be, sure. Yes, Bill?
We usually say it every Sunday morning, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, mm-hmm. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
All Scripture.
What book is this and what words?
That's 2 Timothy 3:16.
2 Timothy 3:16?
Yeah, we say it every Sunday morning. It's in your flyer.
Okay.
It's in the bulletin.
2 Timothy 3:16. All right.
2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given. That's right. So it's important that we abide in that which we have taught, and pastors should be abiding in what they're taught if they're taught truth. What if they're not taught truth? Should they abide what they're taught if it's false? Should they abide what Paul? No. They shouldn't abide. They should reject it. They should reject it.
How do they know it's false when they're taught it's the truth?
Well, they have to find the truth. Where can you find the truth about doctrines of Scripture?
The Bible.
Right, Dan? The Bible, that's right, in the Bible. So that's the only way you have to read and study. But a lot of people go to seminaries that are ungodly seminaries. They don't believe the Bible. They rip the Bible apart and the Scriptures apart and the deity of Christ apart and all the other.
The one little thing, look, they asked 100 Catholic priests, I said this before, and 97 of the 100 Catholic priests said the Bible didn't come from God at all. 97 out of 100 Catholic priests, only 3 of them said it did come from God. The other 97 said the Bible did not come from God at all.
Are they right or
wrong? How do you like that?
Are they right or wrong?
They're wrong.
Absolutely wrong. That's what you have built.
I don't see how we can rely on anything that comes out of the Catholic Church at all. Yes. They say that purgatory is a real place.
Yep.
It is not.
It's
nowhere in the Bible. We can't trust the Catholics for anything.
Right, Tammy and then Pastor Dan. Pastor Dan, go ahead.
Sometimes avoiding the truth is the same as a lie. I mean, Sharon and Michael again.
Sharon and Michael, let's wave to Sharon and Michael from Alaska. Way up there. Okay, thank you very much. God bless. So, now, for instance, those people, some of them who believe part of the Bible, the so-called Hebrew evangelicals, I've heard them explain the Gospels, the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, especially the 3 Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. They say the Holy Spirit did not give the words to the people, but they just made them up from other sources. They quoted from other sources and gathered together what people wrote about and put them in the
Bible.
It's horrible, see.
That's what they say, yeah.
But that's what a lot of them have been taught in the seminaries, and it's been taught wrong. Bill.
Well, if that were true, then as we read other books in the Bible, we would find contradictions.
Yes.
And we don't. There are no contradictions in the Bible. The Bible proves itself by its own words. What you find in Matthew, you'll find in all of Paul's letters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the other books as well, and much of it is in the Old Testament, where the promise is given, while the promise is fulfilled in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
There's no contradictions.
When people think they're contradictions, what is the answer? What is the answer, Tammy?
That they don't understand.
In other words, there may seem to be contradictions, but you check through all the scriptures back and forth, there can be adjustments and you can see, understand what it's all about. Eddie?
No.
Oh, I thought you had. Okay. So, very important that abide in you, heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you and continue in this, you'll do what? What's going to happen if the teaching that you heard from the beginning, what's going to happen at the end of that verse number 24? And it hands it up.
Continue.
It will what?
Continue.
It will continue. And he shall do what? Continue in the... And who?
God the Father.
God the Father, God the Son. So the members of the Trinity, you continue, if you hold to that, and abide in what you've heard. Proper training. Now, did we read 25 yet?
I think we did.
What's the promise you think that's referred to here? And it has a, this is the promise. Yeah, Bill?
Resurrection.
That's what, Tammy?
Eternal life.
Eternal life, and this verse is for eternal life. This is the promise that you've, verse 25, yeah, that I have promised that ye have, he has promised us. Who's the he that promised us? Who's the he, do you think? And he has a, that Paul?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, yes, he promises. What is the promise? What do you say this is? What is the promise in this way? That's right.
Well, he told the thief that was next to him on the cross this mm-hmm. day that he would be with him in paradise.
That was a promise. Did he fulfill it?
Yes.
Yes, he fulfilled it. And even what? In verse number 25, the promise of what?
Eternal life.
And how is eternal life possessed? How do you get that? Is everybody possessed it? Mm-hmm. Do the apostate preachers say everybody possessed it? What's that called? If everyone is going to heaven, what's that called?
Universalism.
Yeah.
By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ's work on the cross.
Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's genuine faith in the heart, that's the promise, eternal life. I visit a lady who's in hospice every 2 weeks. I haven't visited her the last couple of weeks. She's not feeling up to par, so we're unable to see her, but I always, when we're talking about the Gospel of John, I always refer to the eternal life, and I always tell her very clearly, Lord Jesus, by genuine trust in him, he gives us and promises eternal life. That would be key, that would be the case. And I think she's accepting it. She says, yes, she agrees. And I think I've visited her 31 times. Now, people that are in hospice are supposed to die soon. But she's not dying soon. Now, she's, last 2 weeks, she's in bed, she's not able to come up. Maybe she's in that stage, but she fell and hurt her back very strongly. But be that as it may, eternal life. Now, what does the verse say? Let put it with me. And this is life eternal. That they may know thee, the only
true God,
and Jesus Christ, who thou hast sent. Let's say it again. This is life eternal. That ye may know God, and Jesus Christ, who he hath sent. Okay, go ahead. And this, go ahead, quote it. This
life
is
eternal,
life eternal, that
they,
that they may know thee. Is it 17:3?
It's 17:3, I think.
This is life eternal. The only true God is Jesus Christ and my son. That's why I remember, isn't it? Then, this is life eternal, that they may know thee.
The only true God.
Only true God.
Jesus Christ, your
son. Jesus Christ, your son. So that's eternal life, by really trusting and knowing and accepting.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
All right, 17:3 of John. So eternal life is the promise, and that's great. And we mentioned this morning the message, the hope of glory. The hope for which is eternal life. And that glory is heaven itself. Did we read 26 yet? Yes, I think we read 26.
Yes, we read 26.
So what else did he write? We wrote about certain people. What kind of people did John write about in this book? This time?
Those that seduce them, they're probably false teachers.
All right, probably false teachers. And what does seduce mean?
Hurt.
What does it mean to that? Yeah, jump past that.
To lead somebody astray.
Lead somebody astray, that's right, by lies and tricks and false statements and maybe white lies. Who knows? Could be. So they, then whether, now, Do false teachers try to seduce Bible-believing Christians?
Yes, they do.
Who are some of the false teachers that are trying to seduce us and corrupt us? Any hands on that? Who are some of them in this world? Yes.
Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer. Whatever her name is, Joyce Meyer.
What is she?
She's a liar.
She's a liar. Okay, that would be seduction. That's time. Billy Graham.
Yes.
He's seduced, and in fact, recently he's been saying, I heard him on TV, that all people are going to heaven and to trust Christ. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yes,
recently, but when he's preaching that, he sort of made sort of truth, but he's changed a lot of ways. What other Oh, there's Randy Savage. Yes. Paul, and then
I haven't heard of recently, but Oral Roberts would be still alive.
Yes, Oral Roberts. Great. A lot of false teachers. Yes, Eddie.
Well, it's, you know, you agree with me when I say Billy Graham. He like mixes the truth up with lies, doesn't he? You said he said that's the impression I got. I don't listen to him anymore, but used to. He like tells the truth with lies, like a demon.
Well,
don't you know?
There are certain things. Now, as I say, he's an evangelist, a good speaker, a lot of people.
That's what I mean,
But I wrote an evangelist speaking, the evangelistic speaking of Billy Graham, the first, I think it was first 10 years. That was my title, my, I think it was a PhD in speech at Purdue University. And I looked at him, what he said here, and then continue on, and he's changed a lot of his beliefs. And then I heard him recently, maybe the last 5 years or so, I heard him. He was on the broadcast. What was the name of that man he was on? He died, and his son took over.
Robert Schuller's program, yes.
And he said, well, what are we talking about? What about those people on the mission field, and they don't know why nobody's there for them? And Billy Graham said, they're all right. They're going to heaven. He's straight. Let's go see him. Yes, Anne Marie, and Randy.
Hi, Pastor Wade. In answer to your question, some of the teachings of false teachers. Lately, we talked just on the street and so forth. And you attract something from people who are New Age to Catholics to Mormons. There's, I don't know if you want to call it a trend, but one of the things they always insist on is that they have the same Jesus that we have.
Yes.
They want to insist that it's the same Christ. So if anybody has any good answers for them, I'll take the answers. But that is, I've noticed that one way to deceive people is that we worship the same God.
Yes.
Muslims, Mormons, and New Age people, it seems to be getting more so that way. But that was all I wanted to say. So
well, good. Thanks, Ron. Let's wave to Randy and Emery. Canada, Alaska. North Carolina, was, I forget. What other places?
Virginia.
Yeah. There's
four poles.
And
Canada. Oh, yeah.
And other people. Yeah, that's good.
Someone from Virginia, Alaska.
Yes. Yes, very good.
New York, Pennsylvania.
So lots of seducers and lots of people.
Illinois.
Yes. Now, is it true that some people, some man, young man, training for the ministry, believe certain Bible-believing doctrines, and they went to seminary? The seminary seduced them to change some of the doctrine. Is that true? Is it what happens? Or what schools do they go to be seduced?
Almost any.
Almost any of them. See, Dallas and Austin, I went there, but I wouldn't go back again because of that today.
But even if they start at relatively good schools, they can still be led astray.
Yes.
We cited Billy Graham earlier. He started at a relatively sound school, relatively speaking. I mean,
yes.
They were always off of the text, wrong text.
That's right. That's good.
It's off. We're done.
No, we're done. But keep going. Because Tanya has something. Bill's got something.
No, I want you to tell about Billy Graham, was it the media, or the president, or the governor, or somebody said, what they said about what they were going to, they saw this small-time evangelist, and they had, I mean, because you've told us before, but if I say everything, then there won't be any more to say.
Well, go ahead, tell me about it. I forget what you're talking
something
about.
Something about either the media or the government. You know more about it than I. Do you know about it?
Go ahead, Pastor Dan.
You were going to talk about
William Randolph Hearst said.
Oh, yeah.
Hearst, big newspaper man.
Blow Billy.
Puff
Billy Graham. Puff Billy Graham, yeah. Hearst, he's the one that did that, right? Saturday. Puff Billy Graham.
Billy Graham was deceived.
You said that Billy Graham changed in the last, what, 5 years?
No, I said I heard him on, what's his name of the man?
Schuller.
Is it George Schuller?
Robert
Schuller's program on TV.
Yeah.
He was being interviewed.
Yeah.
And Schuller asked Billy Graham.
Right. I saw it.
What about the heathen?
I saw it.
Never heard of Christ. Billy Graham said, well, they're all going to heaven. Thank you, Billy. Glad to hear you say that.
Right.
That's what I heard in my ear.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, I've been watching Billy. I don't watch him no more since the early 80s with Jimmy Swaggart. They want Billy Graham didn't go to prison for being innocent. He was guilty. As far as you, Billy Graham went to prison for a while.
You sure went to
prison? Yeah, it was Billy Graham. Billy Graham went to prison. You can look it up. Go ahead.
I didn't remember that.
Billy Graham went to prison for a while. Now, Billy Graham, ever since the early 80s, he's been lying ever since. I know.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
I think
Billy,
you're not confusing him with
no.
Jim Baker, right?
No,
it
was Billy Graham.
How would you?
All right, Bill, then I got the answer on the phone. Go ahead, Bill.
Billy Graham's doctrine is honorary, and it comes from a Catholic seminary.
Yes, hello.
Yes, Bob.
Bob Swanson, go ahead, Bob.
Yes, Tom, I don't want the conversation to turn out about Billy Graham.
Yes.
I've watched the show, and they seem pretty good, but what's the problem he had was the cooperative evangelism, like he was saving people back to the church and eliminating that church.
That's right.
Now, and also, I'm down here in the year, you might have big churches that are really hot, but they got a little plant in there and stuff. So
that's right.
There's always something else mixed in with it. And then there's like good schools like Rochelle, but then lots of preachers, but they're wrong in the manuscript.
Yes, they are. They sure are. Very good. Well, thank you. Let's wait for it again. Thank you. Had another call coming in. I don't know where it is, but bye-bye.
You can check your missed calls.
I don't have missed. If those that call, well, this is a hot subject, Billy Graham. Call again if you can, please. Don't one that just called. If you can. Because I couldn't get you because I was on there. Then someone was still talking on my
I'm sorry. Danny might be right. Who's married to Tammy Baker?
Jimmy Baker.
Right?
Yeah, Bill.
All right.
Yeah, I forgot to mention earlier when
okay.
I was
I'm sorry.
Proclaiming Mike Murdoch to be the biggest thief on television. That's true, but he works for David Cirillo, who is the son of Morris Cirillo. And they have a camp meeting on television late at night. A couple times a week. Their ministry is strictly to collect money for purposes which they do not specify, and there is never any message of salvation on that show.
That's interesting. Well, let's stop right here at this verse, which is number 25. Is that right? 26.
We'll
stop there. Do you have any other comments on these verses before we
go to... I just want to apologize. You, Billy Graham. I'm sorry. Some later, my feet get mixed up.
Who was it, Pastor?
Jimmy Baker.
Jimmy Baker, that's who it was.
Now let's close then with the word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for the Apostle John, how he writes clearly and straight. We thank you, Lord, for this truth about the Antichrist, in plural. Many of them deny the Savior, deny the Lord Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, so many other doctrines. We know that people are trying to seduce us and change our views right and left through the media and through the other things, through books, through magazines, through the internet. Keep us straight with you. Keep us continuing the things that we believe from the Scriptures. Keep us reading thy word. God, as you direct us, bring us back on Thursday for Bible study and prayer service and next Lord's Day as well. In Jesus' name we ask and pray.
Amen.
Thank you for coming.